This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today online. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Istikhara is the topic today. What does it mean? It means to seek goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, in the previous times, the people of Arabia engaged in a practice that was known as tatayyur. What they did is they came out of their homes on a particular day in which they wanted to engage on a certain task. And they would release birds from a cage or a box, release birds and see in which direction they would fly. Or they would come out and see a bird flying in the sky in a certain direction. And they would decide that that means that this act that we want to do, this task that we're engaging in, is a good task. This is a good sign. And if the birds flew in the opposite direction, then they decided that that was a bad task and they should not go ahead with it. It was a bad omen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal replaced the mu'mineen with that which was good. Istikhara, the seeking of goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is, how do we engage in this act of worship from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You get up and you perform your wudu like you perform for any salah. And then you perform 2 raka'at of nafil prayer. 2 raka'at of prayer that is not obligatory. You perform those 2 raka'at of salah and then you make a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the dua that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a great dua full of meaning. Many of us have heard of istikhara. We know of istikhara. We've done istikhara. But how often do we think of the meaning of the words that we are uttering before our Maker? What is it that we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What does this great dua mean from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You know, istikhara is so important that Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu says in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from him that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us istikhara in the same manner that he taught us a surah from the surah of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. That means that istikhara is so important that he actually emphasized it to the extent that he taught it to them like a surah from the surah of the Quran. Allahu Akbar. So what is this dua? Let us get down to it. Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmika. Oh Allah, I ask you for goodness with the knowledge that you have. What you are doing is acknowledging that the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is better and superior to yours. So I ask you for goodness with your knowledge. You know what is good, you know what is bad. Oh Allah, grant me that which is good. وَأَسْتَقْدِرُكَ بِقُدْرَتِكَ. And I seek power from you with your power, O Allah. Your power is vast and supreme. Mine is weak. I seek for power. I seek power from you, O Allah. I seek the ability to do this act from you, O Allah. وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ. And I ask you from your vast favor and bounty. You see, this has a very deep meaning. And what does that mean? It means that you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His vast bounty because that particular girl or boy or person that you want to marry, You don't know whether they are good for you or not. So you are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I ask you from your vast bounty, if this person is not good for me, then I know that you have somebody else for me. Allahu Akbar. If this deal, this business deal is good for me, then you grant it to me, O Allah. If not, I know that you have something else in store for me. Why? Because your favor is vast. Allahu Akbar. You know, they say there are many fish in the sea. And this is something that I repeat to people who are focused on one person that they want to marry. Remember that goodness and evil is only known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is good for us, what is bad for us, only Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal knows. We can only see from that which is apparent. And this is why he says,
وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ.
And perhaps you despise something, yet it is good for you.
وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّوا شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌ لَكُمْ.
And perhaps you love something and it is actually bad for you. So there is so much that we don't know. Sometimes that girl that you are fixated upon, or that boy that you are fixated upon, is your downfall, O insan. O son of Adam, think about this. Think about the fact that perhaps this person might end up causing a lot of problems for me. So let me ask Allah for that which is good from His bounty. وَأَسْأَلُكَ مِنْ فَضْلِكَ الْعَظِيمِ فَإِنَّكَ تَقْدِرُ وَلَا أَقْدِرُ. For indeed you are able and I am not able. O Allah, you are able and I am not able. وَتَعْلَمُ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ. And you know and I do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows in the manner that we do not know. So we do not know what is good and what is bad. Only Allah really knows. وَأَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. And you are the knower of the unseen. As we said, that which is the apparent is what we can tell. This person is good for me. This business deal is good for me. But the rest, what is going to happen in the future, only Allah knows. So you're asking Him with His knowledge of the future to give you that which is good for you.
اللهم إن كنت تعلم أن هذا الأمر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه.
Oh Allah, if you know that this particular action, and you should take the name. So for example, هذا الزواج, this marriage is good for me. خير لي فاقدره لي في ديني ومعاشي. In my deen, in my religion, and in my life, وَمَعَاشِي وَعَاقِبَةِ أَمْرِي, and at the end of my matter, meaning in every aspect of my life, in my deen, and in my dunya, and at the end of the day, if this is good for me, فَقْدُرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي وَيَسِّرْهُ لِي ثُمَّ بَارِكْ لِي فِيهِ. And make it easy for me and then grant me barakah in it, O Allah.
So you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever is good for me, grant it to me. If it is good for me, grant it to me.
And then you go on to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the part that many young boys and girls don't want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. They don't want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this part because it involves turning that matter away from them. You see, you begin to love someone so much that you are blinded. You don't see what is good and what is bad. So to the extent that if it is bad for you at that juncture, you know that it is bad for you. And you know that you are not supposed to do it. You don't want to make that dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my dear brother, my dear sister, that is foolishness. Think about what you're doing. You're living for the moment. And you'll suffer a lifetime in order to live that moment. Allahu Akbar. Think hard about what you are doing.
Allahumma in kunta ta'lamu anna hadha al-amra شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبة أمري فاصرفه عني واصرفني عنه. O Allah, if you know that this is bad for me in my deen and in my dunya and in the end of my matter, at the end of the day, whether this is good or bad, if it is bad for me, then فَصْرِفْهُ عَنِّي وَصْرِفْنِي عَنْهُ. So turn it away from me and turn me away from it. Allahu Akbar. Make this dua completely. Don't leave out this part. Why? Because you don't know, perhaps you are turning away the single most greatest evil to ever enter into your life. Allahu Akbar. Think about that. Think about that. You don't know and Allah knows. You already acknowledged that. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness. And ask Him to turn away the evil from you. وَقْدُرْ لِيَ الْخَيْرِ حَيْثُ كَانَ ثُمَّ صْرِفْنِي ثُمَّ أَرْضِنِي بِهِ. And grant me good wherever it may be. If it is in this, then in this, alhamdulillah. If it is in the next one, then in the next one, alhamdulillah. Give me goodness wherever it may be, O Allah, even if it is something that I despise and I don't like. ثُمَّ أَرْضِنِي بِهِ. Then make me happy with it. Allahu Akbar. One is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which is good in your life. One is to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn the evil and the bad away from you. But then make me happy with it, O Allah. O Allah, I may not be happy with it, but make me happy with it. Perhaps I feel that it is bad that I missed out on the opportunity to marry Fatima or Usama or Zaid or whoever it may be. I think that it is bad for me. But O Allah, if it is actually an evil thing for me, then turn it away from me and make me happy with your decree. This is part of iman and belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, we're acknowledging that we don't know and Allah knows. Sometimes, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, a person comes to us and says, but you know, I made dua ul istikhara and eventually I got divorced. So, what's the problem? What happened? Why is it that Allah did this to me? Don't question the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That divorce was good for you. So Allah decreed it for you. You remember, you acknowledged and you said, oh Allah, you know, I don't know. Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. Allah knows and you do not know. So that divorce was good for you, so He decreed it for you. And after that divorce came something that is better. Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what you are doing when you make dua ul istikhara is you leaving it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are saying, oh Allah, whatever you decide, I am happy with it. And oh Allah, make me happy with it. Even if I am not. Subhanallah. So there are certain things that we should remember when it comes to istikhara. Al-istisharatu qabla al-istikhara. You always seek counsel from everybody else. Do your homework. Find out whether that deal is good for you, whether that person is good for you. Do your homework before you do istikhara. And once you do istikhara, then stop all of that and go ahead. Go ahead. Don't waste time. So once your istikhara has been done, then go ahead. Why do we say this? Because when you ask other people, then you are asking human beings and insan. So different people have different opinions, you ask them, but it is okay to go from one person to the next. But when you're asking Allah, your maker, then you are asking the best for the best. There is nobody better than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't turn back to a human being after having asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have to repeat the istikhara, repeat it. If you feel you are still unsure and you don't know, then repeat the istikhara. But don't go back to a human being. So, now that we've addressed that, subhanallah, you don't go back to a human being and ask that human being for something after having asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes,
You must go ahead with that action. You must decide once you've made istikhara and go ahead with the action. You don't have to wait for a dream. You don't have to wait for an inkling or a feeling within. Because you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that dua to make it easy for you. If it is not meant for you, then Allah will turn it away from you. And if you're finding that doors are closing in front of you, you know, you're trying to open the door, it shuts. You're trying to open the door, it shuts. Then know that that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you get a dream or you get a feeling, then alhamdulillah, that's a good sign. Then you can either go ahead if it is a good dream, a good feeling, or you leave it if it is a bad dream or a bad feeling. But don't wait for that dream or that feeling. This is a mistake that many of us actually make. So we've addressed the how of istikhara. Why should you make istikhara? I think we've spoken about that as well. Because you don't know and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And when you should make istikhara, we said that it is to be made at any time. Whenever you feel that there is a decision to be made that is impactful on your life, it will impact your life, then make istikhara. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can be anything. It can be about a job, it can be about a business, it can be about nikah or zawaj, or it can be about anything else. Whatever it is that you're trying to make a decision with regards to buying a property, buying a home, whether that home is good for you or not, Allah knows and you do not know. So the last and final message that I'd like to leave you with is that if it is bad for you, then leave it and turn away from it, because you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually turning this away from me. Don't actually go into it and don't do it knowing that it is something bad for you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to make istikhara in the correct manner. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability to practice upon the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.